kind of the same old, you know, get off to a poor start, turn the ball over 9 times the first half and 2 the second half. We've been consistently inconsistent, and every time I think we're taking a step forward, a couple guys that take 2 steps back. Give Illinois credit. It was a tough week for us, too, as weird as it sounds, because when you don't know who you're preparing for or what you're doing, it makes it hard both ways, and that's no excuse. It's just a fact of life that we're all having to deal with. But I thought his guys played with much more energy the first half. Brad did a hell of a job, and my guys didn't. And then second half we did, and Marcus Bingham was about the only guy that I felt played at a level that was well enough. Joey Hoser played a little better the second half. So very disappointing the way we played. Winning and losing right now, for me, I'm way beyond that. I don't worry about winning and losing as much as how we played. And so I'm not real happy with the way we played, and we'll just keep working at it.
Okay. Put your hand with the mic right behind you, right.
Tom, this also seemed like a game offensively, especially in the first half. That's something that has been pretty good for you guys to this point. But, you know, you've mentioned, too, that's fool's gold counting on offense. But this seemed like a game where it really took a while to find any sort of rhythm offensively.
Yeah, we had no rhythm. I thought our point guards, we just did not get into it very good. We didn't get into stuff. We ran our break. But you turn the ball over 9 times in that first half. How do you get in any rhythm? And so it's the same old problem. Then you have 2 the second half. I mean, it's not like they quit playing. He just took care of the ball. But, you know, in all honesty, they shot 41-31. But you hold a team to 56 points the way we've been playing, you should be able to win the game. And we didn't. But let's not kid ourselves. This is a very good team, you know. They played all year, and Kofi is a great player. But I give credit to those other guys, Vernink and Goody played well. Kid we recruited, he played well. Payne played well. We didn't handle those ball screens very well. Our defense was very suspect in that area, but they shoot 41-31. I mean, this is a team that can light it up from everywhere. Did a decent job on Plummer. Did a decent job on Frazier. And, you know, and it goes 6-for-15, 4-for-11. You know, Frazier goes 2-for-10 from 3. You should be able to win a game like that. But when you turn the ball over like we did, and I think points off turnover, we're like, I don't know, 15-2. That's how you lose. So the beat goes on. The problems go away for a game, and then they come back. And that's a lack of good coaching. I mean, practices are going to have to be worse every single day, because a couple of those guys, give them an inch and they just lose focus. So, you know, when we have, you know, it's a shame, too, because I think Max learned a little lesson tonight. He got, you know, they were getting on him probably because he's an Illinois kid, and got to learn that's the way it is in this league. Thought the crowd was great. Brad did a good job. Frazier's a hell of a player. You know, he's a credit to the whole league, the way he came back. I got a lot of respect for him in that way, and he kind of ran that team, and he maybe didn't have his greatest shooting night, but I thought he did a hell of a job.
In the middle and the back?
Tom, I'm curious, how much before the game did your guys find out that Kofi and Andre were going to be out? And you talked about them losing focus. How much do you think that information affected the way they came into this game and their mindset?
It's hard. We've had some practice with it, you know, Northwestern, Wisconsin. I mean, it's everybody's going through it. It's either COVID or an injury or this or that. It's hard. You know, we found out as we were leaving the locker room. So, you know, I mean, but I don't, that's nobody's fault. You know, that's why I said you got to worry more about Michigan State than you got to worry about Illinois. We got to do our job. And our job, just, it's the first time we looked so hideous offensively. Didn't really get our break going. Our fast breaks were 12-2, and I thought we did a poor job on a fast break. You know, we out-rebound them without their giant, but, You know, I thought early in the game, they got three straight offensive rebounds. I guess they only got five for the game. It's probably more positive things than negative. I just did not like the way our guards ran our team. I thought we forced a couple of shots early. And as you say, I think you're very right, whoever said it, never seemed like any rhythm. Between turnovers, bad shots, which are turnovers also, which we haven't had much problems with, taking bad shots. Didn't have many the second half. So, just regroup.
In the middle.
Tom, you touched on it briefly, but Max seemed to have one of his worst nights in green and white tonight, and the offense also struggled. Do you think him having a strong night is the key to this offense humming?
Yeah. You know, I mean, not to insult you, but I mean, he's maybe one of our most talented players. And that's like our media asking me, what do you think without Kofi in there? You know, I said, you ever see him? You know, I mean, that's an intelligent question, but it's seems like it'd be easy to answer. Max is one of our best players, if not the best player, and he just didn't look like he was the same tonight, and still got six rebounds, did some things, but uncharacteristic to shoot like that, missed layups. In the first half, we missed four layups. And when that happens, you know, you look back now, how much would one layup would have made a big difference? So that's the way it works, just like a couple free throws make a big difference.
Jeremy?
Tom, you talked about how you recruited Luke Goody, right? What did you like a lot about him out of high school?
I think Luke's a hell of a kid, comes from a great family. He's done a great job with his body. I think, they've done a great job here with his body. Made those two shots. You know, it's not like he's been shooting the lights out. And so I give him credit. You know, I give him credit. And I thought he did a nice job. I thought he played as physical as he could. We wanted to go inside with the mismatches we thought we had in there. And I did a poor job of that. That falls on me. I'm going to do a better job. I mean, we had some mismatches down there, and we didn't capitalize on them. And one of them would have been Luke in a way. But I give him credit on the perimeter. He hit those shots. He played hard. Big Luke Goody fan.
You're the right.
Tom, over here. The last 10 minutes, it seemed like you finally got some offense going. Tyson looked a little different. And it seems like two straight games now he's had good second half responses. What are you noticing different from first half to second half with him?
He's not very aggressive right now. You know, I mean, this kid's a very good shooter. Averaged 18 a game last year. And it's been hard to get him to look at his offense. I mean, I guess some ways I got to thank him because he's looking to make some passes and get other people involved. But the way they were guarding us on those ball screens, we thought he'd have a lot of 15-foot shots, and he hit a couple of them late, or one of them. But I didn't think he was being very aggressive, and I think he's got to be more aggressive there. He's got to learn that. I don't like the call of the jump up in the air and get fouled. You know, I don't like it. I think it has no place in basketball. I think guys are going to get hurt, but he's trying to challenge that because maybe he could with smaller guys, and so he got hurt on that, I think, three different times. I just think being more aggressive and being a little more confident. He's coming. He's growing, getting better.
Right here in the front, on the left.
Coach, Trent Frazier spent a lot of time guarding Max Christie tonight. What do you think it is about Trent Frazier's defense that makes it really difficult for talented players like Max to score on him?
Well, I think Trent Frazier is, you see the difference between a 23-year-old and an 18-year-old. I mean, that's the beauty. I think, what's going to probably start happening more and more now with this great rule we have, where people be getting 50-year guys, 60-year guys. And I think another guy that gets no credit is Williams. You know, I love him. He's just does what he's supposed to do, doesn't do anything abnormal. But I've liked Trent Frazier since he was a freshman. I mean, he is a competitive SOB. You know, he comes at you. you know, seems to be classy. I talked to him after it. You know, I thought we did a decent job on him, but he does a decent job defensively for a guy who's not real big. I think he just plays hard as hell, and he plays physical, and he gets after it. So, yeah, big fan of his too.
Middle
fan
front,
a lot of their guys.
Middle front, and then we have a couple. Just time for another couple.
I got nothing to do.
You kind of covered it. Demonte Williams in the first half. Would you talk about the problems he caused you defensively?
Well, you know, I don't even know what he scored. What did he score? He was 0-for-3. Isn't that great? I'm talking about a guy 0-for-3. You want to know why we got beat? Because their coach might be a dummy. I mean, here's a guy that didn't score. But he kind of, he's their version of Draymond Green to me. He just makes little plays. He's in the right spot. He'll make a pass. Has absolutely no ego. They're lucky with all those shooters and the guys that take a lot of shots. That kid, without him, I'm not sure it'd be as easy for Brad, because and then you got everybody wanting to take shots, and he just kind of fits in, just does his thing, guards really well. We said, well, how many minutes will he play? Will they start playing guys less minutes? And we all said they ain't taking him out much because they need him in there. That's how I feel about him.
In the middle.
Hey, Coach, so you spoke about Max Christie and just the tough environment that he played in tonight. What do you think he'll be able to learn from this game going forward?
Well, Max is, I've had my share of great players. I've never had I've had a couple, but not many players that are as smooth and efficient as Max. He came in here, everybody worried about whether he could defend. He's been really a really good defender. They worried about whether he was tough enough to rebound. He got 6 tonight. But I could tell by the look on his face, you know, it's what freshmen go through, you know? I mean, he's actually been very consistent the last couple of weeks, but I just had a feel in the huddles. I just could see, and that's normal. That's normal, man. I mean, you guys might think everybody's ready for superstar and go to the NBA and all that stuff. It's not the normal. It's not, you know, look at, like I said, guys guarding him were with his 50-year guy, you know, tough, older, stronger. That's what it's all about. So what do I think Max Christie will do from here? He'll watch the tape on the way home on a plane. He'll probably get up at 6:30 and be in there shooting. Just an unbelievable kid. His work ethic, his intelligence, he picks things up like that. It was a good lesson. You know, you'd hope to learn that lesson with a win. But we didn't deserve the win. You know, whether we would have won it at the end, they deserved the win. They outplayed us most of the game, and we made a hell of a run, which you got to give us a little credit for. But they deserve the win.
You're the right.
Time real quick on Malik. As important as he's been to this team as a leader, how do you think he's going to handle what happened there at the end? I mean, I'm not sure there's another guy you literally would have wanted there at that point, but I'm sure it's got to be hard for him. But
yeah.
Is he maybe the kind of guy that can handle that?
Yeah. And get through it? You know, Malik's another guy that's a very good student, very smart, but he has not shot well from the line. I think he's shooting 50-some percent, which is odd because early in the year he was shooting like 90-some, and he doesn't get there that often. But I thought that was another mistake on our part. I think the first half Malik needed to play more. He's our stabilizer and everything, and didn't play as much. Marcus was playing pretty well, and so we were having trouble guarding their small lineups. And so I think Malik will be fine. He's a great kid, and you know, that game was lost way before that. I mean, that's the beauty of basketball, you know, whether you're a reporter, whether you're a parent, whether you're an AAU coach or anybody, you know, you always look at the game and say, boy, that guy missed that free throw at the end. And you don't think nothing of the four layups we missed at the beginning, you know. 2 points is 2 points if it's in the beginning, middle, or end. And I think he's mentally tough enough to handle that. Hell, his coach carried a newspaper article around for 25 years. because I missed a 1-1 to go to the state semis. So he's got a good teacher. He's got a good guy to tell him how it sucks, but that you got to work through it.
Yeah, this will be the last question right here in the middle.
Tom, I know we talked about the turnovers a lot, but I guess the only...
That's because there's been a lot of them.
Well, the common thing lately is they seem to be coming early. How do you kind of get them kind of settled in a little bit earlier than they've been the last couple games?
Yeah, that's a fair question. We tried to do some things like getting it inside and that. I don't know what you guys think, those of you that know me, but I've bitten off my tongue, my tonsils, and everything, just trying to keep my cool on some of the ridiculous turnovers. And I know they're not trying to do it, but I know that that is the difference in this team right now. 17 against Northwestern, 20, I think, against Baylor or something, you know. The losses have been because of the turnovers, and they should be correctable because they're not ones that, trust me, I think Brad is a hell of a coach. He did a hell of a job. He helped coach me tonight, but there were a few of them that were defensive turnovers, but there were a lot of them that were offensive turnovers, and that's what we got to correct, you know. And we run them in practice. We hug them and kiss them in practice. We show them film. We break them all down. I'd say, mentally we got to get a little tougher, and that's what I said last week. And, we did. I think they need to fear me on turnovers, you know. People will say you can't play that way. I think we play better that way, so I'll try a new tactic this week.
Thank you, Tom. Anytime.